Although I admit I desire occasionally some back talk from the mute sky, I can't honestly complain. A certain minor light may still leap incandescent out of kitchen table or chair, as if celestial burning took possession of the most obtuse objects now and then, thus hiring a control of the wise and consequent by bestowing largesse. One might say love. At any rate, I now walk weary, for it could happen even in this dull, luminous landscape. Skeptical, yet politic, ignorant of whatever angel may choose to flare suddenly at my elbow. I only know that a rook, ordering its black feathers, can so shine as to seize my senses, all my eyelids up, and damp a weak rest it from fear. Begun again, the long wait for that rare random descent.